The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The following shiur has been graciously dedicated by
Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas,
their parents,
Matasyo Yoinesen Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechorinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yehoshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Nazir daf ches. The Mishnah, in the beginning of this daf, has many halachis. One of those halachis are as follows. Hareini nazir, if somebody makes himself a nazir, mikan v'anmakim ployni, from here until a certain place. So we assume that what he means to say is that he's making himself a nazir for the length of time that it takes to get from here to that place. And therefore we estimate how many days it takes mikan and ma complaining from here to go from here until that place. In Pachas Milamid Yoim, Nazir Lamid Yoim, if it takes less than 30 days to get from here to that place, he's a Nazir for 30 days because there's no Nazir, it's less than 30 days. Him Lav, Nazir Kiminin Ayomim. And if not, if it takes longer than 30 days, so then he's a Nazir, like the amount of days it takes to get from here to that place. The Gemara earlier, Adaf earlier, Adaf Zayin Amid Aleph, brings down this Mishnah and asks a question. From this Mishnah to the Mishnah of Adir and Avzayin, that there the Mishnah says, Mikan Vat Seifa Olam, he's a Nazir from here until the end of the world. Nazir Shlei Shemiyam, he's only a Nazir for 30 days. In fact, the Gemara, why is he only a Nazir for until 30 days? Let him be a Nazir forever. So the Gemara says that all he means to say is that this thing is, by in his eyes, is considered like as long as from here until the end of the world. In fact, the Gemara, our Mishnah, I don't say that it's as if. I actually calculate, when he says in our Mishnah, that Dafches, from here until a certain place, we estimate how long it takes to get from here until that place. And then the Gemara says, Omar Rava Rava answers, Shechichzik Badarach. Our Mishnah Daf Ches that says we estimate how long it actually takes is because our Mishnah is talking about somebody who is Hichzik Baderach, somebody who actually started going on the road. We'll see what that means, at least according to Rashi. The Rashi or the Mefarish, Rashi says, Amar Rava, there I can't say that he's saying that he means to say it as if in his eyes it's considered as if it's so long. We're talking about somebody who's already on the road, and since he's already on the road, and he says from here and until such and such place, it's clear that his intention is, it's clear that he means to say that he should be a Nazir for as long as he'll be on the road. That's one thing, says Rashi or Mefarish. But also, since he's on the road, you can't say that he means to say, oh, it's so long, in an exaggerated way. So how could he say that he thinks it's so difficult and so long when he actually is going on the road and he is deciding to actually travel on that road, travel that distance? It must be that he doesn't consider it to be so bad. In any case, our Gemara explains that our Mishnah is Hichzik Vadeh, somebody who is already on the road, someone who's going on the road. Rashi the Mefarish seems to learn that he's actually on the road. The Chido in his Sefer Shaar Yosef in Horius Tafdalid learns from over here He says like this. Really, this machlekes rishonim, if he or hilchik baderech means that he's actually on the road, or that he made a decision to go on the road. And says the Chido that dependent on this machlokes will be an explanation of another halacha, which is in essence another machlokes. There's another halacha that we have that we use this lashon hichzik ba'darach. Based on the Gemara in Brachis, Gemara in Brachis tells us there's a halacha if someone travels. Probably everyone is familiar with it. They say tefillah sadarech. This halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, in Ayrechaim, Simen Kufyud, Siv Zayin. Omer Oisa, a person says tefillah sadarech, achash hichzik ba'darech. After he's on the road. The question is, what does it mean, achash hichzik ba'darech? The Taz says the hichzik ba'derech does not mean that he's actually on the road, but once he decided that he's for sure, he prepared himself and decided he's for sure going to travel, he's already ready to go, that's already hichzik ba'derech. The Al-Yirab and the Prima Godim and other Acharonim disagree. And no, hichzik ba'derech means he's actually on the road. And the Mishneh Berura in Sifkot Nechof Tez brings down this machlokes. And he says, the Acharonim say lechatchila, a person should be careful not to say tefillah sadarech until he's actually on the road. A person should rather avoid relying on the Taz Shita and only say tefillah sadarech once one is already on the road, says the Mishnah Berurah. B'diavad, a person could rely on the Taz. We'll see Beza Hashem through later on in this year how some of the contemporary Paiskim of today want to recommend to actually follow the Taz. Unlike the Mishneh Berurah, based on a discussion which we'll see throughout this year. So let's begin. The halacha of Tfilas Adarech is that a person only says Tfilas Adarech if they travel a parsa. A parsa, to be accurate, is according to the opinion of the Chazon Ish, it's 4.608 kilometers, and according to Reb Chaim Noah, it's 3.84 kilometers. So we're talking about between something less than 4 kilometers to something close to more than 4.5 kilometers. In miles, we're talking about between about 3 miles to maybe between 3 and 4 miles distance. That's the minimum distance of which one is obligated to say Tfilas Adarech. Now, this is the distance of when one's traveling from one city to another city. Obviously, when one is traveling in a city, under normal circumstances, which we'll still see is subject to discussion, but in normal circumstances of Chazal circumstances, if a person travels in the city, they don't say Tfilas Hadarach. Once they go out of the city, they travel out of the city. A parsa, which was, let's say, the somewhere roughly between 3-4 miles, so then they will say Tfilas Adarech. Right away, the Bir Halacha, this is in Simen Kuf Yod, Divamas Lein Lo Imra, he says, he has a suffix, based on a rush, he has a suffix. What happens, perhaps, says the Bir Halacha, a person is only obligated to say Tfilas HaDerech, if he is on his trip in a location where he's away from any city or civilization or development, a parsa's distance. If he would travel a radius from where he is, only if throughout his, if there's a place with in his trip that he'll be a parsa away from a city, from civilization in any direction. That means that if, even though he travels a parsa, he would certainly be potter, because no matter where he is on the road, he's less than a parsa away from one city, one of the two cities where he's going, where he came from or where he's going. In addition, even if he did travel two parsa, so then in the middle of the way there's one parsa away from each city, but if on the side of the road there's a civilization within a parsa, then he'll also be potter. It's only if throughout his trip he'll have a place, a spot, at least one spot, where he'll be a parsa away from a city in any direction where he'll turn. So the Bialoch has a suffix about this. That's one suffix in these halachas of Tfilas HaDerech. Okay. There's another discussion in Halachas Tfilas HaDerech. And that is, we say a parsa. A parsa, we said, is between 3 to 4 miles. We gave the exact kilometers, and you just have to figure that out how long that is in miles. But some want to say that really, today, that we travel with cars, so we travel 3-4 miles, you travel about, if you go 60 miles now, you travel about a mile a minute. So in 3-4 minutes, going 60 miles an hour, you'll go already a whole parsa. In 10 minutes, you'll go maybe 3 parsa. So, such a small distance, maybe the kavana, the halacha, that a person only says tfilas HaDerech, he goes a parsa, means to say only if he travels the length of time that it takes if somebody would walk a parsa. But not the distance, the geographical distance. In other words, a parsa takes 72 minutes. So only if he's going on a distance, a travel that's 72 minutes long, that it's a 72 minute drive from one city to another city, or according to the Mishnah Berurah's topic, that he'll have to be at least one point in his travel, that he's 72 minutes travel away from any city, any civilization, only then is he obligated to say Tfilas HaDerech. Now we find that the Poskim mostly do not follow this opinion, and it was already discussed 100 years ago and more, because they already had railroads and trains, and the Poskim already discussed this, and they said that even for a train, even though it goes faster than when one walks by foot, nevertheless, we measure for the shear of parsa as pertaining to the halachas of Tfilas HaDerech with distance, not with time. Then there's another discussion in Hilchos Tfilas HaDerech. That really goes both ways. Some Poskim want to say that the reason why Chazal were misakin Tfilas HaDerech was for the sakana of going on a road. Was in those days it was very dangerous to travel. People would say ben gaimel for traveling from city to city. It was a danger, a tremendous danger, because they were away from civilization and there weren't too many people on the road, and there could be a chaya, it would be possible that there would be an animal that would attack him, or robbers that would attack him, and he'd be away from civilization, away from others being able to help him. Out of the sight from others, and out of reaching distance for others to help him, to come to his aid. And that was the main sakana for which we say Tfilas HaDerech for. Chayis, Yoyis, Baderech, Listim. We say that in the Nusach of Tfilas HaDerech. That was the main concern of Tfilas HaDerech. And today, there are roads that are populated, they're very full of cars, and even at night, even at the late hours of the night, but they're controlled by police. They're well controlled by police. People drive in a car. It would be considered roughly, relatively safe to drive on a parkway at the 3 o'clock a.m. in a closed vehicle on any standard parkway. The average person wouldn't consider such a thing a sakana. And as such, the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach felt quite strongly that in today's day and age, on the average parkway, there would not be any sakana involved, and this really should not be a chiv of Tfilas HaDerech. Unless somebody would be driving, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Shtachim, in territories that are nearing Arab villages and out of in places that are out of control of the Israelis, of the army, so then such places could be sakana, depending on the tkufa, depending on the times, depending on many factors. In such cases, such things could be a sakana, but in places that are controlled by police from civilized countries, so there shouldn't be a sakana involved, and really a person should not take tfilas HaDerech. And as such, the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would not make tfilas HaDerech the regular tfilas HaDerech. Nevertheless, he would say tfilas HaDerech in Shemei Tfilo. He would say it in Shemayin Esrei. If he knew he was traveling, he would say the tfilo of tfilas HaDerech in the middle of the brach of Shemei Tfilo. That's his opinion. Others disagree. Not only that, others go the other way. This is as far as to say fakart. That today, there's another danger. There's a danger of getting into accidents. And it's very logical to say that if Chazal would have been, if there would have been vehicles around in the days of Chazal, they would have instituted to say a tefillah every single time a person gets in a car, even within a city, that he should be nitzel from having a car accident, chas v'shalom. And so really there's a svar to say faket from what we mentioned before. And that even though today there's no sakana, there's very little sakana, we wouldn't call it sakana, from robbers and from animals, but today there's a different sakana. The sakana is from accidents. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach did not favor that svara, because Shlomo Zalman said, listen, it's true that it's logical to say that if in the times of Chazal there would have been vehicles, they would have instituted such a tefillah for the sakana of car accidents, but they never did, and we don't fear zech to say a tefillah in the middle of the city, only when we go from out of the city. So obviously we're not saying tefillas HaDerech for accidents. So once you're not saying for accidents, so then you have to, all the reason we are saying tefillas HaDerech is for listim or chayos, and you have to be legitimate. If there's no sakana, if there's no chashash of listim, if there's no real sakana of listim or chayos, Baderech, so then there's no good reason to say Tfilas HaDerech, not enough to say a bracha and say Shem Hashem. And therefore he would only say it during Shemei Tfilah, he would not say it on its own. However, many poskim, Pukhazi, Ma'amidvar, most people do say Tfilas HaDerech, even on today's roads. And so they are factoring in the fact that there is a sakana of accidents. So even though today we don't have the sakana. In other words, they use a svara like this. If you want to You can look at two things. You want to say there's no sakana at all, today there is a sakana. There's a sakana of accidents. You want to say the Chazal never instituted it? It's not true. They did institute it. They instituted when going city to city, so it fits strictly into the rules of city to city. And it's a parasol, and there is sakana involved, so there's good, valid reason to say Tfilas HaDerech. That's the Svar of Hakert, Hakert from Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. However, there is that other problem that we mentioned before, that it could be, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bialach has a suffix, it could be you have to be, only if you travel then at least one place throughout your travel, you are without, you are a parsa away from any city to any direction. Now those that look at it only, if you look from city to city, that you are you don't have to look at the sides of the road. You only have to look at the beginning, where you start off and where you end. There's others that also say that, Poskim say that we don't, when we count, we don't count the geographical distance. We don't count how many miles it is, how many miles apart one city is from the other city, withdrawing a straight line. We look at the road that you're traveling on. And if the road you're traveling on is a parsa long, even though it's only a parsa because it makes curves and goes around and around, nevertheless, we count the parsa for the road that you travel, for the way that you're going, for the way that you're traveling, for the amount of travel that you're taking. So in any case, we have this suffix of the Bi'a Halacha, and the Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach was chayshe for this too. And the Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach was of the opinion that not to make a Tfilas HaDerech from traveling from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, even though it's a nice 45-minute drive, and a person goes through mountains and different places where there's no civilization, but being that there's no place on the road that you're one parsa away from civilization, so he believed that there is no chiyuv of Tfilas HaDerech, at least choshish, that there's no chiyuv of Tfilas HaDerech, and he would only say Tfilas HaDerech in Shemayna Esrei, and would not say Tfilas HaDerech with a chasima, baruch atah Hashem shemei tfilo, plain, on its own. Others disagreed. Pshach would make Tfilas HaDerech, and as is popularly known, it seems that most people do say Tfilas HaDerech, even for such roads, even though there's no spot in the middle of the road that's parse away from any civilization. If a person would be follow such an opinion, they basically, the road that I'm familiar with, I'm unfamiliar with any road. From the roads I've traveled in America, I haven't yet seen a road that's a parsa away, any spot on the road that's a parsa away in any way, in any direction from civilization. Perhaps, maybe somewhere in Pennsylvania, maybe some other places far west, the person could be a parsa away, going, looking on all sides, a parsa radius away from any civilization. But for the most part, the person traveling from Brooklyn to Muncie, Brooklyn to Lakewood, they would not say Tfilas HaDerech if someone would follow that shita. Okay, so those that do say Tfilas HaDerech on its own, not just in Shemoneh Esrei, so they're following, okay, that we look at the road, we don't have to be a parsa away from radius from any civilization, but the question is, how do you measure? Where does the city begin? Where does the city end? And there's another machloikis, the Taz. Sorry, not the Taz. There's a machloikis you're showing him like this. Rashi says that once a person traveled a parsa, they can no longer say Tfilas HaDerech. Not only does Rashi say like that, the Or HaChaim says like that, the Smak says like that, the Ra'ah says like that. There's a whole peckle of Rishonim that say that once a person traveled of parasa, they should no longer say Tfilas HaDerech. And the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says the Chatchila, one should be nizar to fulfill that opinion and try to make sure to say the Tfilas HaDerech before they travel a parasa. So although strict halacha allows one to say Tfilas HaDerech even after they did travel a parasa, but as we said, there's many different sfeikos of how to measure a parasa, where you're counting a parasa, how you're counting a parasa, and also you have this opinion of Rashi that once you did travel a parasa, you should no longer say Tfilas HaDerech, and then we're unsure how to measure this parasa, what to count as far as this parasa. So therefore, based on this, Moshe Sternbuch says it's preferable, although the Mishnah Berurah says better not to follow the opinion of the Taz, and a person should not say Tfilas HaDerech until they are ready on the road, says Moshe Sternbuch, but better to say it at the beginning of the travel, even though perhaps you're not yet out of the city, and perhaps you're only relying on the Taz's opinion, but better to do that than to be possibly saying Tfilas HaDerech after you already traveled a parasa, and then you're not Yoytze, according to Rashi. I think it's worth concluding with what is brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish. That in the name of the Chazon Ish, Chazon Ish Paskin, I see the Einikel of the Stipler writes in one of his Svarim, that the Chazon Ish Paskin is quoted in other Svarim, but I feel this is reliable as an Einikel of the Stipler writing this, that if somebody travels out of the city, even a short distance, and he has a suffix, if the Chazon Ish held that even if he has a suffix, if maybe he'll never be traveling a parasa, maybe the whole way is really full of civilization, nevertheless the Chazon Ish said a person can say Tfilas HaDerech, since Me'ikar Adin a person can say Tfilas HaDerech even in a city because of all the sakonis of car accidents, which a part of this Chazon Ish is really a Pnei Yeshua. As Pnei Yeshua in Masechet Brachos says that a person can say Tfilas HaDerech even misafik. And although we say that safik brachos hakol, usually you can't say a bracha from a safik, but a Tfilas HaDerech is not a simple bracha. As the Pesukim explained, Tfilas HaDerech is more like a tefillah. It's a tefillah to Hashem that Hashem should save him. Even though it ends up Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei HaTfilah, the end of it has a bracha there, but it's mainly a tefillah. So a tefillah could be said misafik. So Bnei Yeshua basically says this already, that a person could say Tfilas HaDerech misafik since it's a tefillah, and that's how the Chazon Ish said, a person could say Tfilas HaDerech even misafik, and therefore it's recommended, the way I understand things, it's recommended to say Tfilas HaDerech. At the very least, a person should say Tfilas HaDerech in davening. Most people, even if they don't say Tfilas HaDerech in davening, they will say Tfilas HaDerech, like the regular Tfilas HaDerech. And as an interesting point, the Pshleim HaZalman Erebach spoke out, which is basically based on Rav Yo, that when a person does say Tfilas HaDerech, they can add in other things. Tfilas HaDerech, like we said, is not a bracha, it's a tefillah. As such, a person could add in, like just like in middle of Shema Tefillah, a person could add in other things. So Shlomo Zalman recommended that a person say V'satzileinu mitu'uno yizdrochim, a person, Hashem should save us from accidents. Because even though the Tfilas HaDerech, that it was instituted to be said for the sakana of robbers and chayis, nevertheless, it's already mefurish in the Rav Yo, one of the Rishonim, and Masechet Brachos, that if a person wants, he can add into this brach of Tfilas HaDerech other bakashas that Hashem should save him from when he is traveling. And this actually explains why it is that we find that Tfilas HaDerech is perhaps different than many other tfilas or brachas that we have. In other words, if you look, compare different sedurim, how they have the nusach of Tfilas HaDerech, you'll see that almost no two sedurim have the same nusach of Tfilas HaDerech. There's small changes. And perhaps this explanation that if you look, the Gemara's Tfilas HaDarech is quite short. Later on, the Nusach of Tfilas HaDarech that's in the Tur is longer, and what's in the Siddur is even longer, because things were added in later. You could add in other things. It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah that there's no din of kol meshanimim hadei shatovu chachamim, and therefore Shlomo Zalman Auerbach recommended to put in the Satzilim Mitunas Drachim. But in any event, we can understand. Perhaps with this, we can have a better understanding what the Brach of Tfilas HaDarech is for, when it should be said, and understanding of the different opinions, whether or not we should say Tfilas HaDarech going from our road, going from city to city, where we're perhaps never a parcel away from all sides from civilization.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.